Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey, grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Glad you're with me as we are journeying through Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus, chapter 4. We've been talking about the attitude of your mind. I want to move into the 24th verse today where Paul says, and he's concluding the section on the new man. He says, put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. And there's something to be said for you putting on or acknowledging the new creation reality. In 2 Corinthians 5, Paul gives his great passage on the reconciliation of the world to God. He says, God was in Christ reconciling the world back to himself. And then he says that man, not counting man's sins against them. So God did the work of reconciliation at the cross by not counting man's sins against them, subsequently counting those sins against Jesus. Thus, God made Jesus to be sin so that we might be made righteous. But right before that great verse, Paul says, be ye reconciled to God. Since God has reconciled us to himself, now we need to be reconciled to God. And that was an event at Calvary that God had saw from the foundation of the world, was him reconciling man. So in God's economy, that's a done deal. Before the foundation of the world, he had already spiritually reconciled man. But what he doesn't force feed us is self-reconciliation. We reconcile ourselves to God by placing faith in what he has done. So in Ephesians 4, when Paul talks about the new man, he tells you what to put off, which was conduct. He does not say that by putting off, you become a new creation, because that would be a works-based salvation, and he already spent the second chapter repudiating a works-based salvation. When you put off, you renew the spirit of your mind, and then you put on the new creation man. It means that the new creation man is not a product of your works. It's a product of the finished work. But you're putting on the new creation through renewing your mind to allowing the new creation to be what defines you instead of the old creation. There is a repudiation of your old life. There's no way around that. Belonging to Christ involves repudiating your old life, and it involves embracing or putting on your new life. The image that Paul is painting has to do with taking off old garments and putting on new garments. Again, you're not, and he does not stretch the analogy to some of you are taking off your new creation garments. He doesn't say that. I know we love to get all involved in sermons and take it beyond the limit and say, well, if you put on the righteousness, some of you have been taken off your righteousness. That Paul does, he stops the metaphor. He's not trying to create this image of Christians running around with righteous jackets, and then when they sin, they take their righteous jacket off. No, he's simply saying, your old man is like a frayed garment. You take him off by renewing your mind towards what God thinks about you. You're not an alien in your mind anymore. That's this whole section. But you've been made a new creation, so it's time to put that on. Where? In the spirit of your mind. Not it's time to spiritually become a new creation. You already are a new creation. But it's time to start living like it. So I say to those who seem to have a problem with ministry or grace ministry saying, we should live a way in which our righteousness shows forth. And they go, well, I don't think you should ever say the word should. I've had that argued to me. I don't listen to you because you say should. Well, I'm sorry. I think you should put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. And I didn't create that statement. We're just repeating what Paul says. We're going to talk about ways to do this tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.